I blew some dust off the CDs this weekend when I went to the coast. Do you still have your pack of CDs in the car?
I do. I have my pack of CDs under my desk.
Do you?
Right here at work.
I was digging through some stuff. I had to put some stuff away because I tend to hoard things in my truck's back seat.
It's a good spot for stuff.
And yeah. But the problem is it just keeps going back.
It doesn't ever go away.
So I'm putting stuff away, and I'm like, well, I got to get this. I need to make room. And
that's my yearbook from 85. I've been looking for that.
Yeah, and so I came across my whole big thing of CDs, and I'm like, oh, man. So I was jamming to Joe DiMessina. And my question to you, and this was years ago, and I still love listening to radio in different towns. I don't know if you do or not, but I always love hearing what's going on in smaller towns, and it's always a bit of a difference. Like, people will always say if you drive through Roseburg as opposed to going to a bigger city, there's a different type of radio sound.
Sure. I was going to say that about, like, Wyoming or something where the towns are really small.
Yeah.
And they have a local, you know,
yeah,
the mayor is the radio DJ. Those right. towns are small.
I remember, I think I told you that story when I was driving to Vegas and I was outside of Reno and I went the back way to Vegas. It was like 397 or 3, whatever.
395.
That, 395. And there was a little town of Tonopah. And just out in the middle of nowhere, and you hear the guy going, okay, today's lunch special.
At the Tonopah Motel.
Yeah.
The Mizpah. The Mizpah Hotel is going to be prime rib.
Yeah. It wasn't even that. It was like chicken salad with a side of fries.
Chicken fried chicken.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun, but yeah, usually...
They did that. I just drove through Vegas in April, and they did the same thing. Same
yeah.
guy, still working there.
I'm just thinking, what do you do at that point when you're in that small of a town, right?
Literal local legend at that point.
You are.
Everyone listens
because
to all 17 people.
Not only are you the radio legend, but you're also, you work at the post office and at the Love's gas station.
And that Love's, there is a Love's in Tonopah.
They
exactly.
are.
That's
usually,
why we stopped there.
It's always a Love's or a Pilot somewhere. I even talked about that one time I was driving through Battle Mountain years ago.
Yes.
And I stopped at...
So scenic.
I do. Right? It's got the one flashing light in town.
So lovely there. Middle of nowhere.
And I see a trailer out in the middle of nowhere with the light flickering on the inside, and I just visualize this guy sitting with his TV dinner watching Jeopardy going, this is the life. It's just some people love to do that. Anyway, off subject, but when I used to drive, I used to pull out bunches of CDs, and I would always take this pack of CDs, but I was always stuck on like two CDs or two artists.
Your favorites, of course, yeah. That's why I started buying the... This Is Music, or whatever they call them.
Oh, like where you have a compilation of...
Yeah, yeah, it was different artists. There's like 20 songs from different artists. And most of them are pretty good. There's always a clunker or two.
Yeah, right? You always fast forward to that one.
It was rough when you have your Edwin McCain song at CD, and you're like, well, I want song number 13. And then you pop that out and put Dave Matthews Band in, I want song number 6.
Yeah.
And then pop that out and put some Britney Spears in, and put, I want song number 4. That stinks.
Well,
the compilations are better.
And me, I will never, being in this industry, I will never pay for radio. I just won't. I will be that guy, even if I get like music services, I will let the commercials run because I'm like, I just don't feel like I should have to pay for music. So anyway, the CDs, but I started thinking about the Joe DiMessina because I hadn't heard that CD in years. And we talked about it. It was one of the first CDs I ever bought in country music. But I'm listening to Tim McGraw, and like his best of stuff. And then I would get, all right, I'll put some Seeger in. And then I'd listen to a Seeger a little bit, and then I'd go back to Tim McGraw. And then I'll try a little Bob Dylan, which, by the way, I never listen to Bob Dylan outside of any other time except for when I drive. I don't know what it is. I can't sit in a room.
A specific voice, yeah.
Yeah, I can't sit in a room to listen to a Bob Dylan album.
It's not something you're going to hear at a wedding.
But out in the middle of nowhere, somehow when the ground's rolling by and there's nothing there but the road, somehow a Bob Dylan song just
connects to your soul.
It just seems to hit just right. But Jody, you're like, I get you. I get you, Bob. Yeah, he's doing it the singing.
Connects to your soul.
So anyway.
That's funny. When you're going by the coal, that coal plant, that coal town in Wyoming, I forget the name of the town, if it's Sheridan or whatever, but there's like, it's just a coal miner's town. You're like, Bob Dylan, yes. Yeah. I'll put that on right now.
I was on the thing. You're like, how about you, Bob? And there's always that guy in the bar, you know, by himself with the bartender. And
was
the
that you?
Yeah, that was
me. Were you the guy who was by himself
that
with
was
his
me.
CD collection?
Yeah. Go over to the jukebox. Love is on. Yeah.
It is an acquired taste. I will admit that Bob Dylan is kind of up there with Keith Urban for me. But
anyway, I was just thinking of Jody Messina, my love. I was listening to her this weekend, so brought back some great memories. I was just wondering if you still had CDs in your car, because I do.
No, not in my car.
Remember, you used to be able to put them up on the
sun visor,
and they would always get stolen. Somebody would always break in or something.
I was the cool one that had the sun visor that had the brand of my car embroidered onto the sun visor.
Oh.
Like, that's custom.
Oh, look at
it. It says Isuzu on the CD holder. Whoa.